the waiting room was like, right? The two women at the front desk answering phones, putting people on hold, transferring calls. Fluorescent lights making perfectly good colors seem colder. All of the other applicants sitting around, looking nervous, wearing their nicest dresses and skirts, and someone has on too much perfume. A few of the women are talking on their cell phones, telling their mothers or boyfriends how they hope this is it, but then the mail cart comes rumbling through and you miss the rest as the receptionists dive in to start sorting the mail, and the elevators are opening and closing, and people are shuffling in and out, phones ringing, so busy. But then, she was there, smiling. Standing by the large wooden door, asking for you by name. You stood, full of hope, dressed to impress, eager to show that you're qualified for this position. You follow her into a long, calm, quiet hallway. And as you go deeper inside, my assistant says, "He'll be here soon." And then she opens another door for you and leads you into my office. You'll want to be ready. Stepping inside, you immediately get the feeling that I'm someone with power. The dignity of the place, the huge desk and high-backed chair, the colors, the lighting. You take a breath and feel the potent strength in the air entering you. Even the scent is tasteful. Warm, curious. As you're guided to sit, the backs of your legs touch the chair, and you notice how the texture feels, comforting, luxurious. Exciting feelings rise up in you as you think about what's possible. You do your best to help that excitement bubble over into confidence, but the size of the desk and the office makes you feel small. Powerless. Now, you probably remember, that's when my assistant offered you a cool bottle of water. Was it right then that you realized, or did you think back about it after you applied to fill this opening? How pleasant and content my assistant seemed to be. That gentle smile on her face as she handed you the bottle. It's refreshing to see someone so happy to serve. With such a calm sense of self-ownership. Isn't it almost like she chooses to be of service because it fulfills her? You think to yourself, as she leaves, that more people deserve to be fulfilled. Waiting on me, you can feel your mind start to wander. As you wonder, do you want this opening for yourself because you've heard how rewarding it is? Or are you pursuing this position because it just feels right? You decide to just let it happen, to relax, and trust that it's all going to go the way it's meant to. And pretty soon, you've released all thoughts from your mind without even knowing how you're doing it. Now, she said I'll be coming soon, so you close your eyes and take a slow, deep breath. Knowing that you're up against other women. Knowing that you want this position. Knowing that it's an exciting opening. Knowing you'd be really good at this. And just sensing that wanting inside brings back that strong sense of eagerness. Eager to show you can do what it takes. Eager to serve with a smile, just like my assistant. Eager be so rewarded and fulfilled. Here it is. I had to keep you waiting for a bit because we couldn't find your submission, but now I've got it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember you. Just the right amount of experience. Ability to handle sensitive information confidentially. Numerous awards for job performance. There's a few details missing here. Formalities, really, but you'll want to make sure we have your complete submission on file for consideration. You've probably already sensed that you're up against a lot of other women here, But there were about 7 or 8 who really stood out in the round one call for applications, and you're one of them. So, welcome to round two, and congratulations. It seems like every interview I end up answering the same questions about this opening you want to fill, so let's start there. You've submitted yourself for a 90-day probationary internship, so it's important for you to know there's no pay. In fact, you'll be paying your dues for the opportunity to serve through your focus, through your dedication, through your ability to anticipate my needs and the needs of my team members. You'll pay. Now, there are no monetary rewards for good service, but there are rewards. In fact, this position you want is extremely rewarding. There's others who've had a shot like you're getting, and the ones who passed the test have all said, "It's an absolute pleasure to work for me." I guess if I were you, I'd assume that they were required to say nice things like that about working here. So you can't probably expect, I mean, really, truly expect yourself to believe that it feels so fulfilling to serve on this team and suddenly desire more than ever to submit yourself for this position just because I'm telling you it's a good thing. If I were you, I'd just trust the voice inside that tells you what's right. Then you'll know what you want to do. If you haven't already, go ahead and think about what you'd like to say in the "tell us about yourself" part of round three. You'll want to be ready for that, because it's the most important factor when we decide who makes it to round four. Ah, speaking of the various rounds, you'll want to know how the process goes from here forward. As I've mentioned, round three is where your communication skills are assessed through your response to the "tell us about yourself" submission. Everyone who makes it here to round two is required to record and submit a 3-minute audio during which you'll want to let us know, either creatively or plainly, exactly why you are the person we should allow to fill this opening. If your audio submission is received by the deadline and I find it compelling, then you'll be asked to return here for round four. Most people find this to be the most exciting part of the submission process. In round four, you'll be given a test that's been designed specifically for you. Only 3 women will reach round four, and each of you will need to take action immediately in order to pass your test within a particular time frame. All 3 women who make it to round four are well rewarded for their accomplishments. Round five is when one candidate is selected for the internship and the other 2 are placed on standby in case our primary candidate fails to complete the 90-day probationary period successfully. It's obvious that you're eagerly coming up with ideas for your 3-minute audio submission, so before you go record that, it's important for you to know the point system. You see, your attention to detail in the initial application process was worth a certain number of points. And as I mentioned, you've missed a couple of key items on the application. That will need to be remedied immediately, or you'll already be way behind in the point standings going into round three. We believe that every person deserves a single opportunity for a second chance, so you can still get your full application points by responding to the item that asks if you've ever served in a position like this before, and if so, what was your experience like, and by submitting the required photo. Just send the answer to that question and the photo through the same message board where you saw the original opening posted. Any photo of you will do. We just want to be able to put a face to the name as we're listening to the audio submissions. The way you carried yourself today, the way you treated the receptionists, the way you're dressed, the way you've been sitting with your legs professionally crossed, how attentive you've been, even the way you took a few moments before I came in and closed your eyes and took a few deep breaths and savored the cold water bottle on your hands and the cold water as it passed across your lips and onto your tongue. Yeah, we were watching. All of these factors have given you points as well. In fact, you've surpassed my expectations in round two here today. I just know you're going to rise to the occasion as you move into round three and do the oral submission. Now, be sure to send us your photo and the answer to that missing question immediately, and I look forward to hearing about you in your 3-minute audio. You have 10 days, and the clock starts now. You probably remember sitting in that chair, and how I seemed to grow even larger as I stood up and walked out. At some point, my assistant came, and as you were walking out, you shared with her how excited you were to do your oral submission for round 3. Was it as you were walking with her that you felt the cool air moving between your thighs, where your crossed legs had begun to sweat from your nervousness? Or was it after you stepped out of the building that you noticed that sensation of relief and excitement? Either way, you can feel your eagerness to earn more points grow stronger as you start to wonder, will you make it to round 4?